There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are talking CSR, and in particular, CSR initiatives. We've been talking about this all morning and looking at some of the initiatives that are happening globally and some of the initiatives happening here in the UAE. Joining us now in the studio is Wadi Haddad, the founder and CEO of The Box Self Storage. Wadi, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Morning, and thanks for having me.
We'll get on to the tree planting that you're doing, so the what of what you're doing in a minute. But first of all, why are you doing this? Can you convince our cynical audience, 77% of whom think that CSR is just a PR stunt, can you convince them that what you're doing is genuinely to benefit society?
I just can share our experience and what we've been doing. We started our business about 14 years ago, and it all started with just helping someone with what they needed. And it was more of a favor than a transaction. And we've kept that same spirit till today, where we're very helpful. We help people deliver what they, you know, buying with purpose, basically. So we follow purpose rather than profits. It's a pursuit of a mission, and we're trying to make it easy for our customers, our vendors, and everyone to have that good feeling, that feeling good and buying with good.
It's interesting. That kind of chimes with what Aruma, one of our listeners, was saying about 10 minutes ago. She says CSR cannot just be, I'm paraphrasing, but she said it can't just be bolted on, something that you do two weekends a year. It has to be part of the core mission and purpose of the organization. So tell us about that, about this purpose above profits. Is that naively idealistic, or can it actually work?
Well, it's been working great for us. It's very easy to say, oh, we take a percentage of our profits and donate it. But what we've actually done internally is we've tied down all of our KPIs, all of our performance down to CSR. So for every transaction we do, we plant a tree. And for every that's just one thing we do, where we volunteer, we have interns. But we're trying to make it simple for everyone. We produce a lot of carbon, and we need to offset that somehow. We're not here to save the world, but we want to do our little piece. And we believe if we do our small piece and everyone does their small piece, that will be a big effect on a larger scale.
In terms of this purpose above profit, is it a trade-off between the two? Or does one reinforce the other? Can we have the perfect world, the win-win situation, where running a business based on purpose can actually increase profit rather than be taken off the bottom line?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's all tied down. Everything is tied down. We don't really look at financial statements much. It's very important, but we have our different metrics to increase our customer experience. We're all about making a difference. We're all about helping someone out. We are working with people when they're in the most time of stress, so we need to act as that relief for them. So having a passion over profit is very important, and it's aligned with the values, aligned with what you do every day. We don't simply take a percentage. For us, it's each and every transaction. It's each and every inquiry produces a result, which is then in line with the good that we do and the impact that we can have.
Are you profitable?
Yes.
If you were not profitable, would you still do your CSR program?
For many years we weren't profitable. We're self-financed. We've been here for 14 years, and yes, I mean, it doesn't cost to do good and to help someone. I mean, what's the cost of that? Once you reach a moment when you can actually contribute, then yeah, that starts coming off the P&L. But you can always, I would say actually you can save money if you're driven by purpose, because you're helping volunteers, you're helping interns, you're helping someone out, you're helping causes, you're using your infrastructure to go after the mission you're after.
And you actually plant trees every time you win a new client, don't you? You've planted 188 since, what, June, is it, or May, or something like that. Yeah. How do you do that? I quite like the idea of planting trees, but I suspect that Dubai municipality might be a bit upset if I started planting them in the middle of their roundabouts or on their central reservation. Where do you find space to plant trees?
Yeah, so every month we have a tie-up with a company called Tree Nation, or an organization. And basically, what we do is we started it out with every storage contract, but now what we're doing is for every single transaction that we do, we plant a tree. So last month we supported...
But they're in Tanzania, are they not?
Yes.
They're not in Dubai.
Yeah, in Tanzania. And we just actually met one guy right now for Dubai. It was... we researched, we tried to find someone in Dubai. We had to make it simple. We had to make it simple to just simply pay a fee, plant a tree, and get our team now to start doing it here. And I'll
plant a few in my garden if you like.
Yeah, I was surprised, because it was so hard for us to do that. So I'm like, if it's hard for us, how is it for our customer?
Yeah. I was thinking, I wouldn't know how to even go about that. But I mean, so planting in Tanzania, how does the benefit come back to the UAE?
For every person, we consume. We consume, and the more we consume, the more we produce CO2. So wherever you're planting, it's going to offset. I'm all about offsetting. I'm not about saving the world here. But every person, to offset, you need 20 trees a year. For every car, you need around 20 trees a year. And we're just making it simple to make it happen. So I think if you're helping the world, and that's a lot of what Dubai's mission is, we're very much aligned with that.
Wadi Haddad, founder and CEO of The Box Self Storage. It's a great initiative. Appreciate you joining us this morning to share the details.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.